My dear brothers and sisters, as we continue to prepare ourselves during the season of Advent, it is now December 15, and so later this evening, the start of the traditional Simbang Gabi, and tomorrow, dawn, the Misa de Gallo. And so, let us reflect on our gospel reading, reminding ourselves of what is the most important attitude or disposition this coming of the Lord. We have heard in the gospel that Jesus likens the crowd to the children in the marketplace, telling one another, "We played a flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not mourn." And if we try to look into this part of the gospel reading, we can see that it also speaks about our reality. The reality that we want others to follow us. We want others to also be like us. If we are happy, we want others to be happy. If we are sad, then we want others also to be sad. This kind of disposition is focused more on the self, what I feel, others must also feel. And so Jesus is reminding us that if we prepare for the coming of the Lord, we should be ready to welcome Him, and not only welcome what we want. We prepare, yes, but we are reminded to prepare ourselves. Not so much of designing what we want to receive, what we want to welcome. Because that would be the reason why our Christmas will again be empty, meaningless. Simply because what we receive is not according to what we want. When we prepare this Advent season, let us prepare our hearts. Come, Lord Jesus, and receive Him in whatever form that He wants to come into our lives. Another important point, my dear brothers and sisters, is the point of what we call the tune of the time. That's why we pray for the grace of the Holy Spirit, so that we'll be attuned to the season of Advent, of preparation. But we are also aware that there are many different tunes around us. Christmas carols, on the one hand, the joy, but also suffering and pain, on the other hand. Because in the Philippines, when Christmas is coming, it happens that also not good things will happen before Christmas. In our place before in Surigao, the typhoon. And so these are the different tunes that will simply try to distract us from our preparation. The loud sounds that will distract us from listening to the Word of God. And so let us remind ourselves that it is very important that while there are different tunes around us, the tune in our heart must remain, so that we will not just be carried away. The world, like what I've said, is noisy already, but we are called to wait in silence. Things around us are always in rush, traffic, in the malls, people are rushing, but we are called to be calm. Not so good things are happening, causing us fear, worry, but we are called to be trusting. And that is the tune of our hearts. We continue to pray for the grace of the Holy Spirit. Amen.